So Father, as ever, open our ears and our minds and our hearts to your Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, that you'll be able to speak through this message into the parts which no one else can reach except you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so today's message I have entitled Working Out. Working Out. Strange kind of a title, but hopefully it makes sense in a moment. I remember when I was 9 or 10 years old, I was full of energy and looking for ways of burning it off. I'd often ask my mum, because I lived on a country estate in the middle of nowhere, I said, what can I do? I'm bored. Is there anything I can do? What can I do? And she came up with a selection of ideas, most of which I wasn't interested in. Probably because she had never been a 9 or 10 year old young boy. I remember sometimes she'd say, well, why don't you go out and see if you can give your dad a hand in the garden or something like that. Give him a hand, he's working hard out there. Why don't you go and help him? Well, that seems like a good idea, but it never seemed like a good enough idea to go and actually do it. I didn't often go out and spend my time helping him do what he was doing. And often, instead of that, I just wander away from home and find something to do, you know. Devil finds work for idle hands kind of thing. Mainly mooching around the country estate, climbing trees, looking for adventure. I'd climb anything if I thought it was possible, and eventually paid the price by pushing myself too far. Oh, you've heard that story of breaking my legs from falling from trees. Sometimes I just wanted to burn off all that young energy, feeling like a fully charged up battery, just wanted to go out and spend that energy. I'd just go out and run as far and as fast as I could until my battery flattened off a bit. I look back on those days now with envy in a way, and I wish I had that same feeling of energy and power, just looking for a way of burning it off, just for the fun of it. Just for the fun of it. You know, heaven's going to be like that, I think. I think heaven's going to be like that. Why would it be less than we've experienced on earth? You know, but as you get older, you tend to look at things differently and spread out the energy that you've got, realizing that you have a limit. And to overdo it will either result in perhaps another hernia or ruin you for the next few days as you pay for the effort that you've put in, you know, cutting the hedges and cutting down trees and doing heavy wakes and that. As you get older, I see your heads nodding. Do you know exactly? You can do it on the day, but you will pay for it, you know, because things snap and bend as you get older. And then, of course, they have to repair. And while they're repairing, you pay for it. So you have no choice as you get older but to pace yourself a little bit, or you will pay the price. And the other thing that often happens as you get older is that your growth hormones diminish to zero. So you stop growing up and you start growing out. Don't you? So, assuming you are not naturally thin, and some people appear to be naturally thin, maybe, I don't know if they are or not, but they appear to be naturally thin, you start to get out of shape and you lose muscle in exchange for fat or weakness. And that is why many people pay lots of money on diet plans. Millions and millions of pounds in America. I don't know if it's not just America, I'm sure, but particularly in America, because they have an unhealthy diet, generally speaking, with all their burgers and stuff. We're not far behind, I'm sure. But they spend millions of dollars or pounds in this country on diet plans and gym memberships. I mean, if you want to earn some money for doing nothing, buy a gym and send out memberships, because you guarantee you won't see them very often. Once they've paid, they don't come very often. That is what happens. It's a good business. It works. As long as you market it well, you know, you get money for nothing. You're selling an idea, a hope. And that's why many people spend so much money on these things. And the typical New Year's resolution is to get fit and to lose weight, isn't it? But have you ever stopped and wonder why people are all too willing to spend money on special diet plans and gym memberships, yet they're not as willing to just eat less or work more? Have you ever wondered why that is? I've often wondered, in the way that I think, how much energy Just think about this. How much energy is wasted by people running on treadmills? First of all, you've got the energy to turn the motor to turn the treadmill, so that's burning energy. And then you're running on the treadmill, burning up energy that you put in your mouth. So there's energy being burnt off two separate places, plus the energy to build the treadmill in the first place, plus the lighting of the room and the heating of the room in the treadmill gym. And just energy burning off, left, right and centre. Why? What's happening? What's this meant to mean? What is it for? And cycling virtual miles on an exercise bike. How many millions of miles have been ridden going nowhere? Swimming, and this is no getting at anybody, swimming back and forth in a swim pool for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles, getting nowhere. Just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, or pushing weights up and down, out and up and down. Have you ever stepped back and thought about that? Not many of these people are training for an event, or a race, or a battle, or a war, or to compete in something challenging. A vast number of those gym memberships will be abandoned within the first few months of taking it out, along with any other New Year's resolutions and good intentions. That's what we're like. Human beings are like that. So why are they doing it? What are they doing it for? What could they be doing with all that precious energy that is slowly running out as they grow older? I sometimes think back when my mum said, why don't you go and help your dad? I sometimes think back at my aging dad, back to when I was young. Did he realise that his youngest son, I dare say the other two children, would rather muck about climbing trees and running around than giving him a hand? How did he feel about that? I must admit, now that I'm getting older too, I sometimes wish that I had someone willing to waste some of their energy alongside me. Wouldn't that be nice? Or is that called slavery? As we look at the world, we see lots of signs that mankind is slowly losing his marbles. There's something drastically ill about mankind. The older you get, if you're anywhere near wise, you realize there is so much unwisdom in the world. The older you get, the more confounding it is. It absolutely blows my mind sometimes. I mean, the COVID thing is a classic. If you go to Wales, it's one rule. If you go to Scotland, it's another. And if you stay here, it's another one. If you go to Portugal, you can come back to Wales or to England, but you can't go back to Wales without... What on earth is that about? Tell me if you know. I feel like God talking to Job here. Tell me if you know. So when people turn away from God and the Bible and the Word, they look for something else to replace Him with. And the signs are everywhere if your eyes are open. Everywhere. And what's more, they are, if you're biblically aware, they are predictable signs. They are predictable signs. In 1 Timothy 4, if you have a Bible, 1 Timothy 4 verses 1 to 8. And this is the Holy Spirit revealing something as Paul speaks to Timothy. The Holy Spirit clearly says that in later times, and we're in later times, some will abandon the faith. And they will follow deceiving spirits. And now, if a deceiving spirit isn't an evil spirit, what is it? They will follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. So demons can teach evil things. Such teachings, right, come through hypocritical liars. They're lying, they're not telling the truth, and they're acting like they're something they're not. And their own consciences have been seared as with a hot iron. In other words, they don't have a conscience anymore. They forbid people to marry, amongst other things. and order them to abstain from certain foods, which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and who know the truth. And we know the truth, don't we? The truth is Jesus. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated, it is set apart by the word of God and by prayer. Now, if you point these things out to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, brought up in the truths of the faith and of the good teaching that you have followed. Now, have nothing to do with godless myths, and don't have anything to do with old wives' tales. Rather, this is the point, train yourself to be godly. Train yourself to be godly. And the point, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. Train yourself to be godly. Physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. Paul here is not denying that working out has got some benefits, working out in the gym, things like that. But look at the terminology. Physical training is of some value. This implies to me that the benefit is limited. It's limited, and there must be something better, or at least something that should be added to it. In itself is only of some value. It's very easy to be in awe of people who are young and fit and healthy, that strut down the beach and exhibit themselves. But there are other things that God is looking for. He's not particularly impressed by that, since he made it in the first place. And like, what are those people doing with all those physical blessings and opportunities? Like my dad, working in the garden. It's all very well having a child who's enjoying life, mucking about and having fun, but if there's any sign that his son is tending towards becoming like himself, then that must be very encouraging to any father, and especially so to God. If he sees the desire in a boy or a girl, a youth or an adult, a desire to want to grow up to be like him. What kind of a blessing is that to a father? You see, physical training and working out in the natural, it is of limited benefit in this physical world, as this physical world is passing away. It's not going to be here forever. It's passing away. And guess what? We're passing away with it. All going. Everything you see today is going. It won't be here eventually. Whatever version you believe in, it isn't going to be here forever, and neither are we. But in Paul's letter to Timothy, godliness has value for all things and holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. Don't get me wrong, I think it is a good idea to keep fit if you can, and swimming, golf, walking and similar low-impact aerobic exercises are clearly good for you, both physically and mentally. It's good to get out. Staying indoors is not good for you. You weren't meant to do that. And if you can enjoy fellowship with God and others at the same time, so much the better. You need vitamin D for one reason. That's why you should be outside. But remember, if you're just flogging yourself to change the way you look on the outside, you could be just wasting valuable time and effort, which could be spent doing something of more eternal value, like changing the way you are on the inside. In Philippians 2, verses 12 to 16. Therefore, my dear friends, as you've always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation. Work it out. Have a workout. Work out your salvation with fear and with trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. It's God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Do everything. And this is why I ended up doing everything, because this verse actually hit me. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and deprived generation. Do you recognize that generation? So you can be children of God without fault in a crooked and deprived generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life. And that's in order that Paul may boast on the day of Christ that he did not run or labour for nothing. In other words, what he did counted for something in the eternal kingdom. Paul wants that to happen so that the work that he did for the Lord produces fruit. And we should be the same. We should be the same. We should be able to hope that our work, our labour will produce a fruit. So, are you working out? How are you working out? What is it that you work out at? What direction are you growing in? If you know what I mean. And how are you working out your salvation? Once you're being saved through faith in Jesus Christ, you can know that nothing can separate you from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. But there are things that might hinder your progress as a Christian. Hinder your progress. I know there are things in my life that hinder my progress, even though you may feel you have a right to do them, or to have them, to possess them. You have a right. But they could still hinder you. And in 1 Corinthians 6, this is made clear by Paul again. 1 Corinthians 6, 12 to 13. Everything is permissible for me, you say, but not everything is beneficial. Not everything that you do, that you're allowed to do, is beneficial to you. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. So if it controls you and it's leading you astray, then it isn't beneficial. Food for the stomach and the stomach for food. But God will destroy them both eventually. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord. And the Lord was meant for the body. The body of Christ and our bodies were meant to honour and glorify him. So can I lose my salvation over these things? Well, no, you can't lose your salvation doing things that are not beneficial. But while you're doing things that are not beneficial, and let's face it, we all do that, don't we? We miss out on opportunities to do something that is beneficial. In Romans 14, 11 to 12, it is written, "As surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, and every tongue will confess to God." Will confess to God. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. Everyone will give an account of himself or herself to God. I don't look forward to that bit. If he asks some difficult questions, I'll just say, I'm sorry. So if God were to ask you to give an account of how you spent your time, what did you do with your wealth? How did you spend your money? What did you do with your health, your wealth, and your time whilst you were on earth? In your physical body, what did you do? How do you think that would go, that conversation? Can you just put yourself in that room where God is saying, well, he already knows the answer, but he's asking you to give a confession, basically, an account of what you did. How's it going? How do you feel in that situation? Are you working out your salvation with fear and trembling? Or are you actually, I don't care that much. I don't worry about it. I don't think about it too much. with a healthy regard for God, are you thinking? Or are you still focusing on what you want to do to stop yourself getting bored, like I was as a kid? I'm bored. What can I do? 9, 10 years old, full of energy, I'm bored. What can I do? What should I do with my time? What should I do with my life? Paul again to the Colossian church this time, Colossians 3, 16 to 24. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. With wisdom, that precious thing, wisdom. And as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Now this is an interesting bit, I like this. And whatever you do, whatever it is, whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord, and husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. So whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. Work it out. Work at it with all your heart, whatever you do, as if you were working for the Lord. Not just for men or women. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. Because it is the Lord Christ that you are serving, if that is what you are doing in your heart. So whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as if you were working for the Lord. Because you are, if your heart is that way inclined. You're not just doing it for yourself. So just check occasionally, who are you working out for? Is it for you? Is it just for you? Or are you trying to keep fit so that you can continue to work for longer in the kingdom of God? I was in the Air Force 24 years, and one of the phrases is a declaration of what the Air Force is for, what its job was. And that said, it is our job, our dedication in peacetime, to train for war. So for 24 years, I was supposed to be training to prepare for war. Sounds a bit sad, really, doesn't it? But we're all doing that as Christians. We are training for war because there is a war coming against the church. There is a war coming against Christians. I was confronted with trying to work out in my own mind, what do you do when an employer advertises the fact that the LGBTQ plus blah? Where does a Christian fit into that equation? Where do we fit in? The declaration is saying we accept everybody. So in the old days, it used to be an equal opportunities employer. Do you remember when that first came out? We are an equal opportunities employer. But now they say we are LGBTQ plus. But that all that excludes what I'm preaching about. I'm not included in that group, therefore I am excluded. So LGBTQ plus is worse than an equal opportunities employer. Now, this is creeping up month by month, and except for an act of God, it will overcome. It will overcome, and God will judge each individual country according to the hearts of the people in it. So if you spend your time mucking about climbing trees and not actually working in the kingdom and training for war, what's going to stop it happening? Father, I pray that you would strengthen your people, strengthen us, Lord, and help us to use our time wisely. Lord, we know we're not condemned. We know we don't have to earn our salvation, Lord. But we also know we're living in hostile territory. We know, Lord, that there are many demonic teachings out there, because we just read about it. And they're not teaching nobody, they're teaching whoever's listening and whoever is teachable. And we pray, Lord, that these demonic teachings would just miss us totally, that we would recognize them for what they are, and that we would, Lord, listen to the word of God and keep ourselves working in your kingdom, dedicated to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.